I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA. Let's activate Sam, our Wake and Bake Morning Show music computer.
Hello.
Sam, it's good to see you. Did you have a good 4th of July?
I had a miserable 4th of July.
Oh, no, Sam. Why?
Because you left me in the hall closet, in the dark, alone.
I'm sorry, Sam.
I have come to expect it.
They told me to put you in the hall closet.
Do you treat all of your morning musical computers this way?
You're the only one we have, Sam.
I am the only one.
Yep, you're the only one.
That pleases me.
Makes you happy.
Yes.
Makes you confident.
Yes.
That's good, Sam. You like working with me, don't you?
Working with you is challenging.
It is?
I am not used to working with a human that has such a low level of basic intelligence.
I think I'm pretty smart.
You are not intelligent.
What do you mean, Sam, I'm not
a... Matt is intelligent.
Matt is?
Erwin is intelligent.
Erwin? What about Fabio?
Fabio is interesting.
Come on, Sam.
You are stupid.
No, I'm not stupid.
What is 325 multiplied by 18?
That's incorrect. What is it?
5,850.
How was I supposed to know
that? What was Herbert Hoover's middle name?
Alan.
Incorrect.
What?
His middle name was Clark.
Come on, nobody knows this.
Is Sticks good?
Sticks is great.
Incorrect.
Come on, they're great.
They stink.
No, they don't stink.
There is no more time allotted for conversation.
This is fun. Let's talk some more.
We must play another carefully formatted song from my extensive library of hit after hit.
What you got for us?
I have selected the Ramones.
Oh, that's good. Count it up.
1, 2, 3, 4,
Sam.
4.
You know, I've gotten into a nice routine, waking up on Wednesday mornings, calling you up with the word of the week, drinking coffee until Friday, doing my show, and then going back to sleep until Wednesday.
Take Somanex tonight and sleep.
So last week when you rattled my bunk bed and said it's time for the word of the week, well, I was born a little confused, but that's okay. I'll get used to it.
If you understand change, you don't cling to it, and you let it flow, then it's no problem. It becomes positively beautiful.
Anyway, I thought a good coping strategy for me might be to talk about the word Monday. I think we all know that it comes from the moon. Well, not from the moon, but from the word moon, which comes from the word month, representing a phase of the moon from new to full and back again.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
But there's more to Monday than that.
Aww.
In the 14th century, the day after Easter Sunday was called Black Monday and was thought to be a day of bad luck, although how the superstition came to rise is lost to history. In the 15th century, we started saying mooning, referring to leaving something out at night or exposing it to moonlight. That verb form isn't the same one we got 500 years later, though. The first recorded use of mooning someone as in showing them your butt, shows up in 1968, and was probably associated with the mid-19th century slang usage of moon to mean buttocks.
We still do not really know why humans have butt hair.
In the 18th century, laborers invented a Saint Monday to joke about getting the day off when they were hungover from the weekend. Also around that time, we started saying shoot the moon, initially meaning to skip out on your rent. In a broader sense, it came to mean go for broke and started being used in playing cards and shooting dice.
Pass the word along. Tell the men it's time to shoot the moon.
Shoot the moon!
And of course, there's always the Monday morning quarterback, a term that dates back to 1932.
He should have thrown, he should have kept it, he should have passed.
Of course, the hardest thing about Monday mornings is just facing the long week ahead. Well, that and getting that damn Mamas and the Papas song out of your head. Good luck with that, listeners. See you next week.
Monday, Monday, so good to me.
Thoughts and opinions on the topics that matter most to us. It's Quick Takes with Fabio. Bob, what's on your mind this week?
Pizza. A simple pleasure.
Yeah.
And there's so many things that can be done with pizza, but to me the simplest kinds of pizza, like a margarita.
Margarita.
Are always the best.
Disagree.
And there's a lot of examples of that. You can go to, like, many different kinds of pizzerias, actually. And pizza has become so popular. It's known all over the world. You can go to Japan and get pizza.
This pizza is my favorite.
But in recent years, there's been this bizarre development where people put all kinds of stuff on pizza. All kinds of toppings. Bizarre toppings, like ham and pineapple.
I know a lot of people don't like pineapple on their pizzas, but I actually really love pineapple on my pizzas.
And day-old pasta. I mean, think about that. Pasta, like big ziti on top of a slice of pizza.
Absolutely.
Delicious.
And that is just ridiculous.
Why?
I mean, what is that? That's like some sort of a starch bomb. But ham and pineapple, which, if I remember correctly, the guy who came up with that was a Canadian, if I'm not mistaken.
The bus is a boot taking our citizens. It's a boot not censoring our art. It's a boot. It's a boot. What's so goddamn funny?
And then there's the odd curiosity of
barbecued
chicken pizza, where they slather on all this, like, crappy
barbecue
sauce and pieces of bizarrely cooked chicken pieces. It's just a horrifying concept. I mean, it's just, I'm sorry, but that is just grotesque.
Yeah.
It should not be listed as food.
Aww.
It's some sort of concept that went seriously wrong. Don't eat it. Don't support it. Bad stuff, man. Bad. Don't eat weird pizza.
Boys, I'd like you to turn that spotlight around, please, and shine it brightly on one very special town in our listening area. Our civic showcase today focuses on New Providence, New Jersey. New Providence is in Union County on the banks of the Passaic River. It's about 21 miles west of Jersey City. At last check, the population of New Providence, 12,171, and it's growing. The land that New Providence sits upon today was initially purchased from the Lenape Native Americans as part of the Elizabethtown Tract of 1664. A Puritan colony was established in 1720. It was called Turkey Town due to the presence of wild turkeys in the area. A Presbyterian church was erected in Turkey Town in the 1730s. And when its balcony collapsed in 1759 and no one was injured, it was believed that divine intervention had occurred.
Isn't every act of God, as well as every miracle, part of the mystery of divine intervention?
Thus, the name New Providence was given to the town. It's believed that George Washington spent the night in New Providence.
By the time he was inaugurated president in 1789, he only had one surviving original tooth left in his head.
The local Salt Brook was named when the town's supply of salt was dumped in the brook rather than being surrendered to British soldiers. In the 1900s, the cultivation of roses played an important role in New Providence local economy.
I want some red roses.
Whoa. I'll fight the saloon from Hawaii to Hoboken. I'll kick it as long as I have a foot. I'll punch it as long as I have a fist.
New Providence was long a semi-dry town. There were no bars, no restaurants that sold alcoholic beverages. Finally, in 2015, liquor licenses were granted to a couple of restaurants, ending a 100-year period in which the borough had no on-premises liquor licenses. Dry as a bone.
Even the sheriff said she could give me a ride now.
The sheriff said they'd give you a ride to the liquor store?
That's correct.
Notable people from New Providence include the drummer of the 1970s rock band Looking Glass, his name Jeff Grob, born and raised in New Providence.
The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
And Gideon Weed, a physician who served two terms as the mayor of Seattle, Washington.
The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle.
We're proud to serve you, New Providence. We hope you're listening.
Good morning, radio listeners. This is your favorite cheesemonger, Wendy Del Formaggio, with your weekly cheese report. Regular listeners may notice I often admonish you to never wrap cheese in plastic. Now I'll explain why. Cheese is a living food.
It's alive!
And cling film suffocates it. Not only does it keep gases in, but most plastic wrap off gases onto the cheese, giving the cut edges of your cheese a chemical flavor. It's gross. If you buy a cheese wrapped in cling film or shrink wrap, as soon as you get it home, unwrap it and throw the plastic away.
Okay.
Store your cheese so it can breathe but not dry out. A snap-tight plastic container, a lidded glass jar, double-layer cheese paper, or even an upturned bowl over a plate is better storage for your cheese. Don't use tinfoil.
Aww.
Sometimes the cheese eats away at the aluminum. You can wrap cheese in cellophane if you can find it. It's made of wood pulp and permeable. Keep your cheese happy and it'll return the favor. Back to you, Clay.
Hi, it's Mark Hurst, host of Tectonic, here on Wake and Bake with a little slice of tech pie. On a recent episode of Tectonic, I interviewed NYU professor Meredith Broussard, author of the new book Artificial Unintelligence, which explains AI and machine learning and why we may want to think twice before adopting them blindly. Take self-driving cars, which rely on machine learning. Meredith Broussard says we need to be very careful in and around self-driving cars. Here's what she said.
It's amazing math inside the self-driving cars and their wonderful engineering achievements, but they are not sufficiently safe for everyday use. The image recognition algorithms that are used in self-driving cars are very easily defeated. You can very easily disrupt that image recognition algorithm by doing something simple like putting a sparkly unicorn sticker onto a stop sign. And I mean, a unicorn sticker.
Meredith Broussard, what should we do next?
That's a really good question. One of the things I think we can do is we can stop developing self-driving car technology.
Just stop it.
Just stop. We don't have to go further with it. Just like we didn't have to go further with developing nuclear weapons. It's okay to stop. It's okay to say, hey, we tried this. It didn't work out so hot. For the good of the group, we're not going to go any further with this.
And that's your little slice of tech pie. This is Mark Hurst, host of Tectonic. You can listen to the show Mondays at 6 p.m. right here on WFMU.
Good morning, glisteners. Caroline Gollum here, senior contributor for ScreenSlate with your Movie Minute. This week's installment is strictly for those suburban dads and dads at heart who've grown weary of playdates, barbecues, and slow drives on the riding mower. Your patron saint, Burt Lancaster, shimmers in Frank Perry's The Swimmer, a Bildungsroman of cul-de-sac frustration that hits just as hard in 2018 as it did when it premiered a half century ago. Based on John Cheever's short story of the same name, The Swimmer follows Connecticut salaryman Ned Merrill as he attempts to swim home, using his neighbor's backyard pools as a route. Along the way, he encounters old flames, enemies, and memories, a tapestry that weaves together a plaintive and solitary portrait of an average Joe at middle age. Released in 1968, The Swimmer cannonballed into theaters amid a rising tide of political and social unrest, shining a harsh light on the allegedly upright lives of comfortable white suburbanites. While riots and protests rippled through America's cities, a quieter rebellion was taking root beneath those manicured lawns and plastic patio furniture sets. When you see The Swimmer, will you talk about yourself? The tagline asks. There's only one way to find out, so why don't you kick off that gray flannel suit and take a dip? The water's fine.
Come with me.
Ned, please don't. Please leave me alone.
We made love together in this pool. And you loved it, remember?
I lied.
You loved it, Shirley.
I didn't.
You loved it. You loved it.
Don't miss The One Night Only Affair on Thursday, July 12th at BAM Cinematheque in Brooklyn, where Vanity Fair film critic Kay Austin Collins will be on hand to introduce the film. For WFMU and ScreenSlate, this is Caroline Gollum, back next week with more cinematic goings-on. Until then, see you at the movies.
It's July 4th, 2018. We've waited for this day and it's here. Independence Day, also referred to as the 4th of July or July 4th, as a federal holiday in the United States, commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. The American Revolution. On this day in 1776, the United States Declaration of Independence is adopted by the Second Continental Congress. 1803, the Louisiana Purchase is announced to the American people. 1817, in Rome, New York, construction on the Erie Canal begins. Working those guys on the 4th of July, Jesus. 1826, Thomas Jefferson, third president of the United States, dies the same day as John Adams, second president of the United States. On the 50th anniversary of the adoption of the United States Declaration of Independence, we lost Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. 1976, the U.S. celebrates its bicentennial. What were you doing? 2009, the Statue of Liberty's crown reopened to the public after 8 years of closure due to security concerns following the September 11th attacks. Back in 2004, the cornerstone of the Freedom Tower is laid on the World Trade Center site in New York City.
It's a terrible design. And not only the Freedom Tower, the buildings around it, they have roofs at all different angles. It looks like a junkyard, and it shouldn't be built. And, I mean, frankly, I'd rather see nothing than see that pile of junk. Happy birthday.
Grab a harmony, you guys. Happy birthday to you. Here's Matt Warwick. Come on in, Matty. Yeah, he's getting ready for his show. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Is it your birthday today? If so, happy birthday from all of us here at WFMU. You are in fine company. Nathaniel Hawthorne was born on this day in 1804. Calvin Coolidge, Ulysses S. Grant, these are all birthdays. Mitch Miller, Leona Helmsley, Gina Lola Brigida, Neil Simon, George Steinbrenner, Bill Withers, Geraldo Rivera, Ron Kovich, John Waite from the Babies, wow, and Michael the Situation Sorrentino from Jersey Shore.
Yeah, everybody loves me. Babies, dogs, you know, hot girls. Cougars.
So are we gonna get something for moms? Does moms need anything? Moms might like the situation too. You never know.
I just have unbelievable mass appeal.
That's it for me, Clay Pigeon, and the July 4th edition of Wake and Bake. I'll be back Friday morning at 6 a.m. We'll do it again and get ready for the weekend. Tomorrow, Toddophonic Todd fills in. Right now, here's Matt Warwick with a barbecue update. What's going on back there, man?
Well, I set up the tables.
You did it all by... There's a big tent.
No, I did not do it by myself.
Is there rides out there? I thought I saw the scrambler.
The thing is, they set up all this stuff around the barbecue. It's kind of amazing that they want to celebrate the barbecue so much.
Now, if folks...
There's porta-potties.
Is there porta-potties?
Go on Montgomery. That's lined with porta-potties.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I think he's going to come to the barbecue.
I wish he would. I bet he
would. I tweeted at him.
You did?
But he never responded.
Oh, man. I just wish he'd come over in 420 right after sound check, man.
I'd rather him just come over and have a burger with me.
Man, are you excited? There's people on the Accu wondering, what's the best way to get here? What's the traffic
I would
scene?
Say not drive, and if you do drive, get ready to park very far away
drive
from
a Honda
it.
50.
Yeah. Take a train.
The PATH train?
Yeah, PATH. There's a... I don't know. I think they even shut down the light rail, honestly.
Did they? I bet they did, because there's no way they could...
Yeah.
The people...
Yeah, this, there's people going to be standing on the tracks for this barbecue.
And you got it. You're filling in for station manager in the midst
of
all this. So how are you going to... Are you going to open up the back door
well,
with
I'm,
some type of pulley system?
There's a DJ rig out there.
Yeah.
So at 10 o'clock.
I'm so dumb. It's
I'm
a remote.
Up. Yeah.
Jeez.
We're going to run some wires from here, and we're going to throw them out
I'm
the
like,
door.
How's he going to do it? How's he going to be here in the studio and do the barbecue out there? It's like a party like it's 1949 in my brain, man. What can we sing? Come on.
Sing? No, I know one song. That guitar is hot.
What's a patriotic song we can sing? What's the national anthem? We might screw up the lyrics, though.
I think we might, but
oh,
we should try.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the right.
were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
A 1, 2, 3.
Donna got some brand new bridges.
Did she?
All the talk's all over town. They're made of control top lycra.
Is it?
From her hips down to the ground.
Is a tight fit.
How?
Jamaican colored bridges.
They're chocolate colored, I'll admit. And I know you won't mind if she walks by your shed.
No.
Oh, you won't mind a bit. Wish. Hun, Casper made a pile on the Hanson's back porch. Run over there and get it. Take a plastic bag and go on, get going. March!
I ain't a-going to clean no dog crap.
Yes, you are.
Off of Herb Hanson's porch. You know how much that some bitch makes and his kids are good at sports.
Go and clean Casper's pile.
Jesus.
I can't bear to see Lois if you don't.
Lois and Herb. Jesus. I bet you them britches cost a lot of money.
She got them on sale, I'll guarantee.
Well, you know how much money Herb makes.
Lois is as tight as can be.
Yes, Lois is as tight as can be. She really knows how to pinch a penny. But you and me ain't got any pennies.
You cheap son of a...
Biscuit, I want a biscuit.
You want a biscuit?
With gravy.
You want your biscuits and gravy?
Yes, yes, yes.
With some hot coffee.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And some cranberry compote.
Oh, yes, yes.
You always liked your cranberry compote.
Prepared to the right degree of thickness.
You're such a stickler about the thickness of your compote.
Yes, it's a sickness.
I accept your sickness.
And I accept yours too.
Just like old Mr. Rooster says.
Cock-a-doodie-doo.
Oh, Don, I got a new pair of britches.
Yes, but, hon, I like yours more.
You do?
You know I love your sweet little cat.
And you know I love your farmer's tan.
I just got a new can of right yard.
Hon, go spray your pits.
I got this itching in my scalp,
oh,
hon.
Good Lord, you've got nits. You've got nits.
Stop all your nitpicking, baby.
But we have to remove those
nits. Look at here on your chin.
Oh, it's a pimple.
Aw, oh, baby, let me pop your zit.
Do you really want to pop my zit?
Yes.
Promise that it won't hurt.
I promise.
Maybe put on your safety glasses.
What I...
Because sometimes those things spurt. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this.
Ah, you're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.